VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says a new trade agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico is the biggest trade deal in U.S. history. The new agreement replaces the nearly quarter-century-old North American Free Trade Agreement. It's likely to be approved by Congress next year, but the president is skeptical.
In theory, there should be no trouble, but anything you submit to Congress is trouble, no matter what. It's the single greatest agreement ever signed. They'll say, well, you know, Trump likes it, therefore we're not going to approve it.
And the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also praised that deal.
It's an agreement that removes uncertainty for our manufacturers and investors and improves labor rights for all North Americans. And it's an agreement that will be profoundly beneficial for our economy, for Canadian families, and for the middle class.
During his election campaign, President Trump criticized the North American Free Trade Agreement, also known as NAFTA. Indonesian officials say they fear the death toll from Friday's earthquakes and tsunami could move well above the 844 confirmed deaths so far, with Sulawesi Island the hardest hit. AP's Marjorie Mason reports the Indonesian government is calling for international help.
Indonesia said that they would accept assistance from outside countries as well, and I know the U.S. and China, the EU, Australia, there have been a number of countries that have offered to help with this disaster.
The Pentagon has canceled plans for U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis to visit China after his counterpart in Beijing could not be made available. The trip was never finalized or formally announced. The trip cancellation comes after China last week recalled its naval chief from a planned meeting in Newport, Rhode Island, and denied a Hong Kong port visit request from the USS Wasp warship. This is VOA News. Senior administration officials with the Trump administration insist the White House is not micromanaging a new FBI background check of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. This comes as the Supreme Court begins its fall term. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The GOP had hoped Kavanaugh would be on the bench today, but the high court is stuck on 8 members as the fight over Kavanaugh's nomination continues. The FBI has interviewed Deborah Ramirez, one of 3 women accusing him of sexual misconduct. Another ex-Yale classmate says Kavanaugh was untruthful under oath to a Senate panel about just how much he drank in college, saying Kavanaugh was a heavy drinker who'd get belligerent and aggressive.
That is AP Sagar Magani reporting. It has been a year since shooter Stephen Paddock opened fire on a Las Vegas crowd, killing nearly 60 people and wounding hundreds of others before killing himself. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti returned to Las Vegas to see if much has changed at this popular stop for tourists from around the world.
For gamblers and tourists, the Las Vegas Strip may look the same, but security experts say it's what you don't see that keeps you safe.
There's a lot of security that's not in security uniforms.
We took David Shepard on a ride down the Strip to point out safety updates. Before starting his own firm, he headed the security at the Venetian, the world's second biggest hotel and casino.
See that little white thing? That's a camera. The only place you don't have cameras is bathrooms.
Shepard says some hotels have installed sensors that alarm if someone breaks a window, like Stephen Paddock did for his shooting perch. Mandalay Bay has renumbered its floors to eliminate Paddock's 32nd floor, and his suite will never be rented to tourists. Sidewalks are lined with barriers to prevent vehicles from ramming into crowds.
That's VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reporting. The Trump administration has missed the end of fiscal year deadline to set the maximum number of refugees that will be allowed in the United States in the next 12 months. The agency declined a request from VOA to provide a timeline for the consultations. Pakistan's foreign minister has hinted ahead of a visit to Washington this week at a possible compromise in the case of a doctor jailed after helping the United States find and kill Osama bin Laden. Pakistani officials so far have rebuffed all efforts by the United States to secure the release of Shaquille Afridi, who was sentenced to a long prison term after he helped U.S. commandos identify the compound where bin Laden was killed in 2011. The raid was conducted on Pakistani soil without the government's knowledge, causing deep embarrassment to national authorities, and Afridi's imprisonment has since remained a major barrier in U.S.-Pakistani relations. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.